रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर 20। सोहम नृपेन्द्र रहितः पुरुषोत्तमेन सख्या प्रियेन सुहृदा हृदयेन शून्या
सख्या प्रियेन सुहृदया हृदयेन शून्या
अध्वनि उरुक्रम परिग्रहम अंग रक्षण
अध्वनियुरुक्रम परिग्रहम मंगलम रक्षण
गोपैर असद्भिर अबलेव विनिर्जितोऽस्मि
गोपेरस सिद्धरबलेव विनिर्जितोऽस्मि
सोहम नृपेन्द्र रहितः पुरुषोत्तमेन
सोहम नृपेन्द्र रहितं पुरुषोत्तमेन
सख्या प्रियेण सुहृदा हृदयेन शून्या
सख्या प्रियेण सुहृदया हृदयेन शून्या
अध्वनियुरुक्रम परिग्रहम अंग रक्षण
अध्वनियुरुक्रम परिग्रहम मंगलम रक्षण
गोपैर असद्भिर अबलेव विनिर्जितोऽस्मि
गोपैर अस सिद्धर लेव विनिर्जितोऽस्मि
सह
सह
दैट
दैट
अहम्
अहम्
मायसेल्फ
मायसेल्फ
नृपेन्द्र
नृपेन्द्र
ओ
एम्परर
रहिता
रहिता
बेरेफ्ट ऑफ
बेरेफ्ट ऑफ
पुरुष उत्तमेन
पुरुष उत्तमेन
बाय द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड
बाय द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड
सख्या
सख्या
बाय माय फ्रेंड
प्रियेण
प्रियेण बाय माय डियर मोस्ट सुहृदा
सुहृदा
बाय द वेल विशर
बाय द वेल विशर
हृदयेन
हृदयेन
बाय द हार्ट एंड सोल
बाय द हार्ट एंड सोल
शून्य
शून्य
वैकेंट
वैकेंट
अध्वनि
अध्वनि
रिसेंटली
रिसेंटली
उरुक्रम परिग्रहम
उरुक्रम परिक्रम
परिग्रहम
ग्रहम
द वाइव्स ऑफ द ऑल पावरफुल
द वाइव्स ऑफ द ऑल पावरफुल
अंग
अंग
बॉडीज
बॉडीज
रक्षण
रक्षण
व्हाइल
प्रोटेक्टिंग
गोपै
गोपै
बाय द क्राउ हर्ड्स
बाय द क्राउ हर्ड्स
असद भी
असद भी
By the infidels.
By the infidels.
Abala Iva.
Abala Iva.
Like a weak woman.
Like a weak woman.
Vinirjata Asmi.
Vinirjata Asmin.
I have been defeated.
I have been defeated.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
O Emperor, now I am separated from my friend and dear most well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, my heart appears to be void of everything. In his absence, I have been defeated by a number of infidel cowherd men while I was guarding the bodies of all the wives of Krishna. Please repeat. O Emperor.
O Emperor.
Now I am separated from my friend.
Now I am separated from my friend.
And dear most well-wisher.
And dear most well-wisher.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore,
my heart appears to be void.
My heart appears to be void
of everything.
Of everything.
In his absence.
In his absence.
I have been defeated by a number of.
I have been defeated by a number of
infidel cowherd men.
Infidel cowherd men.
While I was guarding.
While I was guarding
the bodies of
all the wives of Krishna.
Purport. The important point in this verse is how it was possible that Arjuna could be defeated by a gang of ignoble cowherd men, and how such mundane cowherd men could touch the bodies of the wives of Lord Krishna, who were under the protection of Arjuna. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has justified the contradiction by research in the Vishnu Purana and Brahma Purana. In these Puranas, it is said that once the fair denizens of heaven pleased Ashtavakra Muni by their service and were blessed by the Muni to have the Supreme Lord as their husband. Ashtavakra Muni was curved in 8 joints of his body, and thus he used to move in a peculiar curved manner. The daughters of the Devatas could not check their laughter upon seeing the movements of the Muni, and the Muni, being angry at them, cursed them that they would be kidnapped by rogues, even if they would get the lotus as their lord as their husband. Later on, the girls again satisfied the Muni by their prayers, and the Muni blessed them that they would regain their husband even after being robbed by the rogues. So in order to keep the words of the great Muni, the Lord himself kidnapped his wife from the protection of Arjuna. Otherwise, they would have at once vanished from the scene as soon as they were touched by the rogues. Besides that, some of the gopis who prayed to become wives of the Lord returned to their respective positions after their desire was fulfilled. After the departure of Lord Krishna, he wanted all his entourage back to Godhead, and they were called back under different conditions only. I think you can take 21 also. Tadvai dhanusta ishvaha tadnai dhanushta ishvaha saratho hayaste.
Tadvai adveshva
saratho hayaste. Soham rathi nrapatayo yatha anamanti.
Soham rati napratayo yata anandmati.
Sarvam kshanena tad abud asad isha riktam.
Sarva kshanena tad abudda asad isha rikti.
Riktam.
Riktam.
Bhasman hutam kuhakaradham ivoptam ushayam.
Bhasaman ukta kuhakaradvami vo tipta mushayam.
I have the very same Gandiva bow, the same arrows, the same chariot drawn by the same horses, and I use them as the same Arjuna to whom all the kings offered their due respects. But in the absence of Lord Krishna, all of them at a moment's notice have become null and void. It is exactly like offering clarified butter on ashes, accumulating money with a magic wand, or sowing seeds on barren land. Purport. As we have discussed more than once, one should not be puffed up by borrowed plumes. All energies and powers are derived from the Supreme Source, Lord Krishna, and they act as long as he desires and cease to function as soon as he withdraws. All electrical energies are received from the powerhouse, and as soon as the powerhouse stops supplying energy, the bulbs are of no use. In a moment's time, such energies can be generated or withdrawn by the supreme will of the Lord. Material civilization without the blessings of the Lord is a child's play only. As long as the parents allow the child to play, it is all right. As soon as the parents withdraw, the child has no to stop. Human civilization and all activities thereof must be dovetailed with the supreme blessing of the Lord. And without this blessing, all advancement of human civilization is like decoration on a dead body. It is said here that a dead civilization and its activities are something like clarified butter on ashes, the accumulation of money by a magic wand, and the sowing of seeds in a barren field. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jay Pataka Swaminiti Namine. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jay Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Soham Rupendra Rahita Purushottamena సఖ్యా ప్రియేణ సుహృదా హృదయేన శూన్యః అధ్వని ఉరుక్రమ పరిగ్రహం అంగరక్షణ్ గోపైర్ అసద్భిర్ అబలేవ వినిర్జితోస్మి. ఓ ఎంపరర్, నౌ ఐఎమ్ సెపరేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ మై ఫ్రెండ్ అండ్ డియర్ మోస్ట్ వెల్ విషర్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ మై హార్ట్ అపియర్స్ టు బి వైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. ఇన్ హిస్ అబ్సెన్స్ ఐ హవ్ బీన్ డిఫీటెడ్ బై నంబర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్ఫిడెల్ కౌహర్డ్ మెన్ వైల్ ఐ వాస్ గార్డింగ్ ద బాడీస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద వైఫ్స్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. తదవై ధనుష్త ఈశవ సరథో హయాస్తే సోహం రథి నృపతయో యత ఆనమంతి సర్వం క్షణేన తద్ అభుద్ అసద్ ఈశరిక్తం భస్మన్హుతం కుహకరాద్ధం ఇవోక్తం ఉష్యాం. ఐ హ్యావ్ ద వెరీ సేమ్ గాండివ బౌ, ద సేమ్ ఎరో, ద సేమ్ చెరియట్ డ్రాన్ బై ద సేమ్ హార్సెస్ అండ్ ఐ యూజ్ దెమ్ ఎస్ ద సేమ్ అర్జున టు హూమ్ ఆల్ ద కింగ్స్ ఆఫర్ దేర్ డ్యూ రిస్పెక్ట్స్. బట్ ఇన్ ద అబ్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ అట్ ఎ మోమెంట్స్ నోటీస్ హ్యావ్ బికమ్ నల్ అండ్ వైడ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ ఆఫరింగ్ క్లారిఫైడ్ బటర్ ఆన్ యాషెస్, అక్యుములేటింగ్ మనీ విత్ ఎ మ్యాజిక్ వ్యాండ్ ఆర్ షోయింగ్ సీడ్స్ ఆన్ బ్యారన్ ల్యాండ్. అర్జున కంటిన్యూస్ టెలింగ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ హౌ హీస్ ఫీలింగ్. హీ నెరేట్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్, మెనీ కృష్ణాస్ పాస్ టైమ్స్ స్పెషల్లీ రిలేటెడ్ టు హిమ్ హీ నెరేట్స్. And here we see two things. In the first one, he is talking about being defeated by cowherd men, you know. Urukrama parigraham, the wives of the all-powerful. Urukrama means always powerful, one who does some extraordinary activities. So, while he was protecting their bodies, gopah, you know, asad bihi gopah. Asad bihi means actually it is, the word here is, comes like, you know, not manly. So in some places it is mentioned as eunuchs, you know. They defeated, they are just like a abala. Abala is, you know, abala means very weak woman. Eva, abala, I have been defeated like a very weak woman by the cowherd man. You know, that's what he's trying to say. Because the Lord has withdrawn his power. And then Srila Prabhupada explains that all these queens, they're all first blessed by Ashtavakra Muni to get Krishna as their husband. And then when they saw Ashtavakra Muni who's you know having eight, Ashta means eight, Vakra means curves in his body. So naturally, if you see somebody having eight curves, how he walks. So they laughed at him, and then he again cursed them that, you know, they will be robbed by the rogues. And then, of course, then again they pray, and then again they are told that Krishna will take you away before that happens. Krishna will take you away before these rogues do anything to you. So see, Krishna has to do so many things for the devotees. He goes out of way, makes arrangement, sometimes he does it himself, sometimes he sends somebody. So for devotees, he's super busy. I always tell my friends that, you know, please do not act in such a way that Krishna has to keep looking after you. You know, for example, you are driving and you know Krishna is there to for the devotees to protect. But then, if you are careless, then Krishna has to be more careful. You know, then he has to intervene. And sometimes we see that some major accident was to happen, but then just two weeks back. One Mataji from South Africa, she wrote that they were driving. She had come for the marriage, I think she was driving in America from long distance. They had to go to Dallas and they had to drive some few thousand miles, couple of thousand miles. And so they were tired and, you know, they have to drive. And somehow, at one place, suddenly generally in America, you know, the people are going in their own lanes and, you know, it's nice to drive here compared to what we see in India. But somehow this other person must be drunk or whatever, you know, he just charged into them from the other side, you know. And when they charged, then they thought it's all over. And this Mataji said, we just shouted for Krishna, you know, Krishna! And suddenly something happened. She said, I can't figure out what happened. But they moved the vehicle in a different direction, and just, you know, like they almost they touched each other, and they just went and went into a ditch, but they were safe. So like this, Krishna can protect, but then he can also withdraw the protection, because if you neglect him too much, then he says that why should he look after us? You know, although he'll give you, you know, it's like you are in a jail, prison house, and you are given your food and you are given your other things, some facilities. But then why are you not happy there? Because you don't have the freedom, right? Your freedom is curbed, and then we are not happy. We cannot do so many things that we want to do. So like that, Krishna, Arjuna is such a powerful person, and he says, the same Gandiva, you know, same Gandiva, Tadvai Dhanush. Dhanush is his Gandiva, the same bow. Same Ishava, same arrows. Same Ratha, same chariot. Haya, Te, Haya, horses. And Sa Aham, I'm also same, Arjuna. Rathi, chariot fighter. And all these Nripatyah, all the kings were paying their respects, Anamanti, to me, and I was defeated in one kshana by these eunuchs, infidel cowherd. So he says, this is amazing. And then Bhagavatam always gives some wonderful practical examples. So here there are three. Bhasmam Hutam, Kuhaka Raddham, and Uptam is sown Ushyam. Ushyam means barren land, you know, where nothing grows. Okay. So he says, you put the seeds, the best of the seeds in the barren land, what happens? And can you create money by just, you know, waving some magic wand? Raddham. Kuhaka Raddham. Hutam means ghee. That's why it says clarified butter. You know, in English there is no word for ghee. The whole Western world doesn't know what is ghee. They just use butter. And when we say something is made by ghee, then we say, what is this ghee? Prabhupada was asked many times, and then Prabhupada coined the word clarified butter, you know, because you make ghee by heating the butter. And then, so when you put ghee on ashes, not on the fire, then what will happen? Will there be any? Because why you put the ghee on the fire? So that the fire becomes big, you know. Big fire, you put ghee, it becomes big. You put a small fire in there and you put ghee, it doesn't work. That's the Ayurveda system. Ayurveda, you know, says that when you are not hungry, then ghee is, you want to have your, you know, the agni in the stomach to digest things. So the ghee works like that. But if you put on ashes, what will happen? So Arjuna gave these three examples, you know. You cannot do anything. And so the point is, he is just simply missing Krishna. So he is going on talking now, you know, he got a chance. Imagine the whole journey from Dwarka to Hastinapur. He couldn't even talk to somebody about what is happening to him. But when he met his brother, and he knew that the brother will understand his situation, so he keeps on now telling him one after the other how he is feeling. So we'll stop here. Again, we'll start tomorrow from the next whatever Arjuna has to say. And keep enjoying. Thank you very much. 2021.